And we'll start off with some prayer. Holy Father, we just come before you right now. And Father, we just want to sit at your feet. We pray, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts tonight, that you would do a mighty work, that Lord, that I could be a funnel for your Holy Spirit, that you would just speak to the hearts of every person here today, that you would give them something special to walk out of here, maybe encouraged, rebuked, or whatever you desire, Lord. May your will be accomplished. May your word have its way with our hearts. We do pray for those that were lost this week, Lord, that you would just be with the families, that you would minister to them, surround them with your love and grace and mercy. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, well, I really struggled with this Bible study this particular time, and I only get to teach once a year. Tony always, he only allows me to teach once in a while. And, you know, I know what I want to talk about. I want to talk about discouragement and encouragement. I want to talk about our purpose, and I want to talk about the encouragement or rebuke that the Lord would do for us tonight. Now, if you would, just go ahead and turn in your Bibles to Titus 2:11. We're going to read Titus 2:11 through 15, and then put your finger in 2 Timothy. There, you should only be a couple of pages away from your Bible. But Titus 2:11 through 15, and then back to 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. And I better find it myself. Now, as I said, I want to talk about discouragement in light of our purpose. And there are times when we get discouraged. And in this past couple of weeks, myself, I've been discouraged in the ministry. It's kind of like you should be read your Miranda rights as soon as you get into the ministry. Whatever you say can and will be used against you, you know, in the court of law. And sometimes that's the way it is. But guess what? We're all in the ministry, right? And there are times when we do things, we say things with the right motivation, and it's taken wrong, or you know, it comes back on you in a negative fashion, and it's a little discouraging. And so we all get discouraged from time to time. So how do we continue to do what it is we're supposed to do? And so really, that's, I think, probably what the Holy Spirit would speak to us tonight. So let's jump into Titus chapter 2 here, in verse 11. It says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteous, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify himself, his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you." Now, normally, when Tony or anybody gets up here to try to teach, we realize, and I've said this before, last time I got a chance to talk, that when you look across the room, we have baby Christians, we have people who have been walking for a certain amount of years, and then some who are mature that have been walking many years. It's like having a kindergartner, a sixth grader, and a college, you know, some of you are professors, actually. And it's hard to teach in such a way that you can affect each one of those. Well, tonight, what we learn here in the Scripture is I'm not trying to reach the kindergartner and the sixth grader and the professor. What I think the Holy Spirit wants is there are some of you who need to be exhorted and encouraged. Some of you may need to be rebuked and corrected. And, you know, some of you, you know, may be in a place where you need to be just simply corrected. I don't know what's going on in your life. But the Holy Spirit does. And so, you know, that's really the level that we need to be, or I need to be teaching tonight is not on a, like I said before, the kindergartner to professor, but for those of you who need encouragement, for those of you who need a spanking, and so on. So take it however the Holy Spirit gives it to you, okay? So we just read Titus there. Let's jump back over to 2 Timothy 3:16. Just there should be a couple of pages in your Bible there. It says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Now, if you notice in both those Scriptures, it talked about good works. It also talked about how we've been equipped to do good works. And so really that's what my goal is tonight, I guess, is to talk about discouragement and encouragement, but also to accomplish your works that you all have in the kingdom of God. And you do have works to do. Whether you're a baby Christian or you've been around for 30 or 40 years, God's not done with you. You should be producing fruit. Okay? And we know those scriptures that the Lord talked about how to produce fruit. And by the way, you're not part of that process. It's the Holy Spirit, right? Jesus says you can do nothing. In John chapter 15, you can do nothing without me. So we have to be plugged in order to do those good works and the fruit of the Holy Spirit that we're supposed to be doing. We really have to get out of the way, right? It's the Holy Spirit. It's being plugged into Jesus. It's so that Jesus gets the glory for the good works that you're supposed to be doing. And so the only way to do that is to get completely out of the way. Well, sometimes we get discouraged. And I'll tell you, my routine is normally I'll get up in the morning, and the first thing I do is I try to look at news, get my breakfast in me so I'm not so hungry at prayer time, and I look at the news, and man, I tell you, if you look at the news this day and age, it's pretty discouraging out there, isn't it? I mean, we see this country, how far it's falling in the last, well, you know, I was born in 60, not too long after that, prayer was taken out of the schools, and now we have the Supreme Court making rulings against God's word as it relates to marriage and so on. And so we look at those things and we get discouraged about life. And then we have sometimes health issues that get us discouraged. Right now, I'm suffering from the lack of sleep. Some of you know that I struggle with allergies, and I have very little sleep on board right now, and so I'm pretty wore out. But the reality is that God can still use me, and I know that. In fact, He can use me even better because of that. And, you know, there's many things. I know a lot of you that are struggling through physical things. You may have a wife or a loved one that's struggling. You know, and you just get knocked down by life. And the enemy would keep you down if he had the power to do so. And the Lord can use discouragement in your walk if you'll allow him to use it. Okay? The reason why God can use discouragement is because he really wants us to come to the end of ourselves, doesn't he? He wants us to come to that place where we realize we have really nothing to offer. You know, just our availability really is all we have. And we have a choice to be either used by God to produce fruit or not. And it's a choice. So there is an exhortation, there is a rebuke for some of you, there is reproof and correction. What tonight has got you down? How are you discouraged? You know, God can use what's going on in your life if you'll just let him use it. Again, that you got to come to the end of yourself in order to be really used. John Corson used an analogy that I love, and he talks about how he had a favorite cup. And in that cup, it was a plastic cup, and he used to enjoy his favorite beverage, whatever that was, coffee or whatever, water. He would drink this every day. He would utilize this cup to drink his favorite beverage. But the problem over time, the plastic began to break down, and the flavor of the cup started to get into what he his favorite beverage was. It started tasting like plastic, and so on. And really, a lot of times when it comes to ministry and serving the Lord, sometimes we give a flavor to the Holy Spirit that we shouldn't. You know, that we really add to what God's trying to do, and we actually taint the pure Holy Spirit. And so we have to ask ourselves, are we breaking down? Are we the ones that are messing up the Holy Spirit as it relates to our good works? Now, the good works that you're supposed to do, like I said, each and every one of us are required to do some good works. That's between you and the Lord. And there are many opportunities here at Calvary Chapel to serve. Are you serving? You know, are you being used by the Lord? Have you allowed discouragement to keep you from serving? And I would say tonight that if you have been discouraged, really just get to the feet of Jesus and realize that he's allowing discouragement for you to come to a place where you realize that you have nothing to offer, that it's really going to be him working through you. Does that make sense? Okay. So, do you guys, right now, do you feel in the Holy Spirit? Now, I'm not asking this out, don't answer this out loud, but do you need to be spanked tonight? You know, or just simply encouraged? There's one hand went up right away. And yes, you do need to be, no, just kidding. Only you know. Only you know. And the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart tonight. If you have been discouraged, you know, have you... I was talking to... this past Sunday, I was talking to Terry. I was confiding in Terry when we came to church. And I said, you know, Terry, I'm pretty discouraged right now. And, you know, I told him some things that had gone on. And so he tried to minister to my heart. Yeah, bless him for doing that. And... as he tried to minister to my heart, you know, it didn't really seem to help until I went into the front parking lot. And you all know Laverne, right? Little lady that comes back here, she's over 80. And I met her in the parking lot. I love to meet her. She's suffering, again, like all of us are in some degree. But she was been suffering physically. She suffers. She's lonely. She's lost her husband a few years back. And so as I greeted her at the door, she came out of the car with, "Oh, I'm so glad to see you." And she goes, and she actually gave me some words of encouragement that was like, "Wow, it was awesome. It was really cool. It's exactly what I needed." And in Psalm 103, it talks about how our Father pities us. As our own fathers would, that he realizes that we're just mud, each one of us. And he knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly what word to speak, who to speak it from, to encourage us and to strengthen us and to prop us up so that we might, again, produce that fruit and those good works. Have you been a source of encouragement or discouragement? You have a choice. There's a fine line between being used either way. Again, this past week, as I was confiding in Terry, the Lord used somebody, a brother in the Lord, or it could be a sister in the Lord, to say something that was discouraging. You know, are you allowing yourself to be used for encouragement or discouragement? Every moment we have a choice. Every moment we stand at a junction. And we only have right now. And are you taking advantage of right now to be an encourager or a discourager with the people that are in your life? I think that's what the Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts tonight about. You know, that you know, you have that choice. How's that going? You know, I think about, you remember the wilderness experience that the Israelites had coming out of Exodus. And we all have to go through that wilderness experience, right? Again, they came to the end of themselves. They were out there. They had to totally rely on the Lord in order to get through that wilderness experience. But as they went through the wilderness, a lot of them lacked faith in the Lord. And that's really what's going on when we get discouraged. We lack faith. We start to hone in on all the bad things that are going on and not bringing them into our relationship with the Lord. You know, some of those, and remember, that was an 11-day trip that they were supposed to take. But it took them 40 years. And they had been set free. They had been saved by the blood, but they spent 40 years in the wilderness, and because of lack of faith, they weren't allowed to go into the promised land. Now, where are you at? Now, some of you, again, here's a spanking for maybe some of you, and I don't know who it is for, but you actually entered into the promised land, but now you went back into the wilderness. That you were in, and that's a picture, that whole experience, that whole exchange there in Exodus is, again, we see the blood and the salvation where they've been set free, but they haven't entered into the promised land, and the promised land is a right relationship with the Lord. And if you remember, they were to cross over the Jordan and go into, and right away they were going to have battles, but they had to clear out the Canaanites, the flesh. Some of you crossed over, you had that first taste of battle, and you didn't like it, and you crossed back into the wilderness. You got discouraged, and you allowed that discouragement to put you back, so that now you're not even producing any fruit whatsoever. And so I would just tonight encourage you to, again, cross over the Jordan and start to step into the battles by faith. The next thing I want to talk about is, as it relates to encouragement and discouragement, some of us just need someone to come along and lift one another up. And if you remember that story of Moses, what battle they were in, and as he had his hands raised, and his hands got tired, and he started to drop his hands, they started to lose in that battle. And I think that's a picture of worship, that you know, Moses' hands was raised, and he began to get tired. He was older by this time. His hands started to drop, and as his hands started to drop, they started to lose against the enemy. And so the picture there is that the two that were with him by his side, Joshua and Hur, came alongside him, and they propped up his arms to help him worship so that they might gain the victory. Now put yourself in that situation. Are you someone right now who has allowed yourself to be discouraged to the point where your hands are starting to drop? Now, maybe things are going really good for you and you're able to worship, okay? Are you actively looking around to see who you might be able to prop up, see whose hands you might be able to raise up? Are you being a tool for encouragement or discouragement? Do you actively come to church to minister or to just be ministered to? Some of you need just to be ministered to. That's okay. But do you come with the heart to minister, or do you come with... you know, it's just about me. So, again, there's maybe a spanking there for somebody. I don't know. Tonight, I'm, you know, like I said, I'm pretty tired. I know I'm rambling, and I apologize for this. But I'm not going to allow, and if you remember 2 Timothy, Paul was writing to Peter, or to Timothy here, from prison. And so I know that even though I'm struggling in this area right now, of being tired and a little bit beat down, I know that no matter how dark it gets, that if I just let the Lord use me, like Paul, even in the darkness, even in that prison, he can still use me if I allow God to use me. So think about that. It's obviously going to be a quick night tonight, so I apologize for that, Tony. But anyway, where are you at tonight? Do you need to be spanked? Or you need to be encouraged? Do you need to be corrected? Do you need to be straightened up? Pray about that. And that's really all I have for you guys tonight. I apologize to you guys for having such a short night, but hopefully you got something out of this, and we can pray about these things. Okay? So let's go ahead, and we'll just go right into prayer.